It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there this morning, Josh?
Well, I'm doing all right, but you know, it's not nice out when you go outside and your glasses fog up.
No, there's a lot of that going on the last couple of days here.
Yeah, so hope the people that are working have to work outside today, you know, stay hydrated and get opportunities to go into some air conditioning.
Yeah, I have a feeling there might be a few things that are postponed or canceled here as the heat kicks up today, so maybe some outdoor sporting events and things, so be listening to the radio for that. And then, of course, tonight, chance of some severe thunderstorms and tornadoes, things like that. So,
oh, there's got to be something with this weather.
That's right. So that's a slight chance, but it's you know, nevertheless, there's a chance. You don't want to take any chances. So, well, are we going to salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Palmer C. Skulberstead. Palmer was born on April 4th, 1917, here in Madison, passed away on May 3rd, 2002. He entered active duty into the United States Army on December 13th, 1943, at Fort Snelling. Honorably discharged just over 2 years later on February 12th, 1946, at Camp Grant, Illinois. He was a clerk typist with service battery of the 496th Armored Field Artillery Battalion. Spent 6 months and 6 days overseas in Europe during World War II and participated in battles of the Rhineland and Central Europe. He was a sharpshooter with the M1 carbine. He had earned one overseas service bar, the American Campaign Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal with two bronze battle stars for participating in battles of the Rhineland and Central Europe, the Good Conduct Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Palmer, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thank you, veterans.
Absolutely.
Well, the VA has apparently improved access, and you're going to tell us about that today.
Yeah, there's an online status tool that veterans can sign up for, and this VA's claim status tool allows veterans to view the status of their VA claims online using their VA.gov login. This tool displays which claims are in process and identifies any actions veterans need to take. It also gives veterans the ability to review recent claim activity. VA recently enhanced the claim status tool to improve your digital self-service experience. The tool now shows a breakdown of the 8-step disability claims process, making it easier to understand where your claimant currently is. And it goes through steps 1 through 8. Step 1, the claim is received. VA receives your claim in its system. Initial review, VA reviews your claim for basic information, name, social security number, usually takes a couple of days for that. Evidence gathering, which is the longest part of the claims process, VA reviews your claim to ensure it contains all necessary information. VA may ask for more evidence at this step of the claims process. Additional evidence could include a claim-related medical exam or medical records from a VA or non-VA provider. Evidence review, VA reviews all collected evidence for a claim. Rating, VA decides your claim and determines disability rating. Step 6, preparing a decision letter. VA prepares a decision letter. This letter cannot be viewed in VA.gov until step 8. It will identify if you're eligible for additional benefits. This letter will include details such as disability ratings, amount of monthly payments, and when your payments begin. Final review, a senior reviewer from the VA will conduct a final review of the claim and decision letter. Step 8, decision letter available. You can view and download your decision letter for the claim on the status page of the claim status tool. This tool contains 3 main tabs. The first one is status. Status tab tells you what actions you can take to support your claim and lists requests for third parties. Files tab displays information requests to you, a button for uploading files with a list of supporting documents you have submitted to VA. Overview, the overview tab provides you with a description of the claims process, spotlights each step, and explains the process. May return to a previous step if more information is needed. You no longer have to contact a call center or regional office for claims information. I've told people never call a contact center or the regional office, because you're going to be on hold for heck of a long time.
You wouldn't put them on hold for that long, so heck they can talk to you faster.
No, and basically what I'm getting down to is for those that don't want to access their information online, contact my office. Any veteran in the state that files a claim for disability compensation or any other types of benefits, then contact my office, and I can look up, check the status of that, and tell you what next steps are needed. Again, when submitting evidence, it's better to go through an accredited representative, such as a county veteran service officer, to do this because not many people do their taxes on their own. They rely on an expert.
That's for sure.
Like an accountant to do their taxes.
You should if you don't.
You know, so why file your VA benefits claim alone, and why not go with somebody who's, you know, well-versed in doing it?
That's right. So a lot of it's like taxes. There are a lot of rules and regulations.
Absolutely.
And you'll never figure out on your own.
Yep, and you don't want to give them any more information than you have to.
Any more money than you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, again, I'm advocating for contacting your county veteran service officer because we've got the tools and the capability to check the status of these claims. We can, you know, and it's easier to remember one phone number than a, you know, than going on a computer and, you know, making sure you upload this or download this
right.
or this
click
is available.
This, click that, push this button, push that button.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So call us. We know what we're doing.
You'll do the button pushing for them.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. This information will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, although it is my busy time of the year coming up. So Thursday of this week I'll be out. Next week I'm only in on Tuesday because of Labor Day, and then I have a training up at Camp Ripley, and then the week after that is a fall conference, so I'm out of the office quite a bit for that as well. So
okay.
So better to call ahead, make sure I'm around, leave a message. I'll call you back as soon as I can. But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good, Josh. We'll appreciate the info, and we'll see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benninga, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.